More than a third of Washoe County residents are considered burdened by housing costs. That's according to research conducted by Enterprise Community Partners, a nonprofit that advocates for affordable housing options across the country. Recently, Enterprise started working with the Truckee Meadows Regional Planning Agency to address the housing crunch in northern Nevada. I'm speaking with TMRPA's Executive Director, Kim Robinson, to find out more about some of those strategies. Kim, from the agency's standpoint, what's the area's current housing situation?
We produced a housing study in 2016 that identified that approximately 55% of our population were currently priced out of being able to afford a home in terms of home ownership. What we see now is that that has gone up significantly. We are just seeing that all of the conditions that we saw in 2016 are worse. We see that there's difficulty in terms of being able to find apartments and homes for sale. It's affecting more of our population than it was even 2 years ago.
How so?
I think one of the most important things to know is that at the moment we've identified that 35% of Washoe County residents are cost burdened. What that means is they're paying more than 30% of their monthly income on rent. That is considered to be cost burdened, right? If you're paying more than 50%, that's extremely cost burdened. At the moment, we have, for just low income, right, we are short 11,812 units of rental housing that is affordable and available to low-income housing or low-income households in Washoe County.
So what are some things the local government can do to address the crunch in the short term?
So there are a variety of potential tools that Enterprise Community Partners is suggesting in our work together. And they include the following, in no particular order: a regional housing trust fund that will help to bring more a dedicated funding source and more flexibility to that. We have a conversation around infill development and accessory dwelling units. And I know that's a conversation that's happening at the city of Reno.
What does that mean?
Accessory dwelling units?
Yeah.
Sure. So accessory dwelling units, oftentimes people think of them as, say, the mother-in-law unit. So it is on a house, on a parcel, if you will, the ability to build a smaller additional residence that generally 1 to 2 people can live in. We're also talking about potentially inclusionary zoning. And what that is a conversation around, for the amount of houses that are built, a certain amount must be set aside for more affordable development. We'll see what the possibilities are. I think what's important right now is to note that these are all potential tools, and it's very important for us as a community to determine which of these will work for us, and we need to talk about that together.
But there seems to be this ambiguous question on what kind of housing is needed where, whether it's single-family units further out into the county or higher density units inside the valley. Is there one that's more needed than the other, or is this an all of the above kind of situation?
I think the answer to your question is all of the above, because not only are we continuing to grow in the need for housing that is affordable, we're also just continuing to grow as a community. And by that, you know, for there to be enough opportunity for folks in the region to be able to find the type of housing unit they're interested in, we need to grow overall. We think that we need to see a higher percentage of units that are different from just single family homes. Those are very attractive. We also have a lot of those in our community right now and in our market. We need to see more of what we like to call the missing middle, right? So those could be live-work units. Those could be duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes, anything kind of all the way up to that kind of large multifamily apartment. And some of the solutions that we're talking about here are going to take cooperation at the state and local level. And there's definitely going to be some work that will need to be done at the state level, perhaps, to allow some of these things to happen. And I think one of the most important things to take away from all of this is that housing is a regional issue, and housing affordability is something that we solve on a regional scale.